Welcome to Everyday Happiness, where we create lasting happiness in about 2 minutes a day through my signature method of intentional margins, creating harmony between your to-dos and your priorities, happiness science, and musings about life. I'm your host, Katie Jeffcoat. And as we're talking about time and priorities lately, I want to highlight that it's not about doing all the things. It's about doing the right things at the right time as you define your version of balance and you pursue it. Like my friend Jenna always says, there are a million ways to do anything. What we are doing in this series is deciding what's right for us individually. Then you'll really feel the sense of balance that you've really been wanting all along. Time management isn't going to get you what you need. You could have everything perfectly planned out, but if you feel out of balance, you will still feel overwhelmed and stressed. And when you're in those feelings, it's almost impossible to also feel happiness. I invite you to ask yourself, what's right now? You get to that answer, right, for yourself in this season. What is the priority? Life balance is doing the right things at the right time so that you can feel balanced in a busy and often out of balance world. I can give you all of the time management tricks in the book, but you still won't feel balanced or happy. You will still be yearning for something more. I've heard you say that you're looking for that balance, harmony, fulfillment, happiness. They're all the same desire. And that management is a time management is a trick to think you're getting there, but you won't. I've been there. It's because balance doesn't come from a perfectly color-coded schedule. I know, I've got one. It comes from a feeling. That's why you can be busy and feel in harmony. It's when we're doing the right things at the right time. That's what we're after. And why this micro podcast will give you inspiration and tools to help you along the way, like setting intentional margins, time for your priority today, science to prove why certain things actually help increase our happiness. So I hope this is helpful. If you're enjoying this micro podcast, I would love for you to smash that subscribe button, leave a review. And if you want to share anything with us, please jump on over to our DMs over at Everyday Happiness with Katie. And remember, kindness is contagious. It really is. We can affect our small bubble, which then only grows. So go out there and spread some kindness in the world today.